in the Northwest, guaranteed fresh. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda, a dynamic duo who share the joy of the Catholic faith through catechesis and conversation on the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
And a very good Thursday morning to you. June 17th, 7 a.m. Brenda and Aaron with you on the Morning Blend. Thank you for tuning in. Aaron, what an incredible morning out there. The sun is shining.
It's beautiful.
It is incredible cool air. So why are you and I both so dang tired today?
I had a friend in town and we stayed out a little later than should have for getting up early and doing the morning show. But it was good. It's an old friend I hadn't seen since our wedding a couple of years ago. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
when, you know, those are special occasions.
Totally.
So I have all of these ideas that, you know, when I get home today, I'm going to do this and this. I'll exercise. I'll have a good meal. And then by 8 o'clock, I'll start that whole process to go to bed. Never happens that way. I was tired. I was up too late. And then I got up this morning and I'm still feeling a little tired. So as an athletic type of person, why is it that when you go outside, because I think in a little while I might have to take a couple laps around the building. Why is it when you're tired, exercise somehow makes you feel a little bit better?
Well, a couple of things. Probably endorphins is the first one. Just the fact that we're designed to be active people.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting around all the time, like, feeds the lethargy. But it's the endorphins from getting out and moving. You
okay.
know, like, it's the chemical response that your body has to being active.
I wish that they could put endorphins in my coffee. I think that would help. So that way I could just drink it and not actually have to move.
There's not endorphins in this? Man.
caffeine is good.
Yeah.
So let me tell you this, though. Then a good diet, though, does that also kind of help with ongoing fatigue? Like, if you were
Absolutely.
To say eating all of your vegetables would be a good thing to do.
You heard it here first, kids. That's right. Yes.
Well,
diet is honestly a bigger impact in your health and fitness than just working out.
Oh, that's
you can't
perfect.
Out-exercise a bad diet.
So parents across the area are going to be so excited and kids might be moaning a little bit because
Probably.
Today is National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Nice.
It's a perfect day.
Yeah.
It suns out and you get to eat your vegetables.
So this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad and eat your vegetables.
And eat your vegetables. So looking at all of God's creation in the plant family, is there a particular vegetable that you cannot ever get enough of that they just fill you with health and excitement that you want them? You just absolutely love them. If they're on the menu, you're ordering them.
I have no idea, honestly. No.
Are there ones that you absolutely will not touch?
No, I'm pretty good with most of them. I'm not really a fan of Brussels sprouts, but I think that's a common thing.
Okay.
I'll eat them, but I'm not like, yes, give me some of those Brussels sprouts.
So
I don't know what it is, but
I definitely actually love Brussels sprouts.
Really?
And
that's
something that's changed over the last few years. We've definitely gone away from that, you know, steam the vegetables until they're kind of gooey and then you have to eat them to where there's great ways to fix them. Fire roasting is one of my favorite ways to have a lot of kind of vegetables. Asparagus that way, Brussels sprouts, and then you sprinkle them with, you know, a little bit of salt and pepper and some balsamic vinegar. Yeah, those are very good. I don't know if these are probably not vegetables, but things like beets. I'm not going to eat a beet.
No?
No, it's not going to happen.
My wife loves beets.
And anything like lima beans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big beans. I guess
those are legumes?
Yeah, those are legumes, but I'm not a big beans person.
Okay.
But coming from Texas where it was hot all the time, I would probably do more of like summer salads. So there wasn't a lot of cooking involved. There was more just prepping and then, you know, put a good vinaigrette on it or something and mix it up. That was kind of my go-to.
Well, not warming up the house is definitely something you're going to want to be doing over the next few days because it's getting warm.
The heat's coming.
We're going to talk about the forecast throughout the show, but what else do you have coming up today?
Some good stuff. The USCCB has started its spring meeting virtually, and it's going to go on through Friday. And some interesting stuff out of Ireland. The Mass Rocks. I think we talked about this right way back in the Easter season when Ireland was locked down. A couple of priests, very high profile, like videotaped Mass at a Mass Rock, which was where the faithful would gather during all of the persecutions in Ireland. So there's an organization that has requested, and the priests have followed through throughout Ireland, and they have already all gone out and celebrated Mass at these Mass Rocks for a renewal of the faith in Ireland. It's pretty cool stuff, so we'll get into that. Ooh,
looking forward to that. And if you are traveling, well, it seems to be picking up in a big way at the Portland airport, but be careful. You better get in the right line because you could find yourself forced back through another security. I'll explain why in news. So we got a great show ahead for you. This is Dan Francis and No Other Name. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Who paints the evening sky before our eyes? Sets the ocean's tides, the mountain's heights, and still hears our prayer. No other name, no one but our kind. We're shouting out your name for all that you have saved, and our hearts, the darkest parts, let there be
Dan Francis with No Other Name. It's 7:09 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, coming up next for Eat Your Vegetables Day, we've got Chef John from Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, and he's going to talk with Brenda about some good stuff they've got cooking. That'll be right after your forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Father Robert Barcelos in prayer with the Morning Offering.
A morning prayer written by St. Therese. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I offer Thee all my actions of this day, for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them into the furnace of His merciful love. O my God, I ask of Thee for myself and for those whom I hold dear, the grace to fulfill perfectly Thy holy will, to accept for love of Thee the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Mater Dei Radio is supported by our Leadership Circle members, including the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. Since 1870, the Catholic Sentinel newspaper has provided Oregon residents with local, national, and worldwide Catholic news. The Catholic Sentinel is also available in Spanish through El Sentinela. For more information, call 503-281-1191 or visit catholicsentinel.org.
June is the month the Church dedicates to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and Mater Dei Radio is committed to praying for your intentions through our three daily broadcasts to the celebration of the Holy Mass, the Sacred Mysteries of the Rosary, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and a wide variety of inspiring spiritual reflections. We also take your specific intentions to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus through Mater Dei Radio's prayer hotline. Let us know how our dedicated team can pray for you by going to materdeiradio.com or call the prayer hotline directly at 503-285-3737. That's 503-285-3737. Or click the prayer button on top of the homepage at materdeiradio.com. Throughout the month of June, Mater Dei Radio will be praying for you as we lead souls into the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It is 7:12 here at Mater Dei Radio. It's a clear and cool morning, but that's going to give way to a warm and sunny day. Today, a high near 83, clearing tonight with lows down in the mid-50s. Then your Friday and Saturday looking almost repeats of today, sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And then the heat arrives Sunday, getting up to about the mid-90s. And then Monday, watch out, it's going to be cooking. High close to the triple digits.
Whoa.
Get ready.
That's early in the summer to be getting into the triple digits. Yeah. Well, at least right now it is 59 degrees at St. Vincent de Paul Center in Vancouver.
And it's 58 degrees at St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church in downtown Portland.
Well, it started as a brainstorm idea in 2016, and soon this dream will come to fruition. With the tagline, "Everyone belongs at the table," Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe will open in the Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon headquarters. But this is no ordinary cafe. Germaine's Cafe is dedicated to training and employing individuals experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities. Well, running the kitchen is Chef John Wordis, who believes that food, the very thing that sustains our body, can also be the foundation for sustaining and transforming our local communities. Chef John is joining me in studio today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Chef John, you say you have two passions, food and people. So when did those passions come together when you decided to become a chef?
I think it really came together when I started to teach. And I had my first opportunity to teach with Le Cordon Bleu. And to be able to sort of pay it forward was wonderful. I mean, my career has been wonderful to me as I've grown through the stages and coming out of culinary school and working my way through different restaurant groups and hotels. I really found my passion being able to still cook and be able to pass that on with people. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
We know here in the Portland area, of course, pre-pandemic, we are a food lover's paradise. You've been a part of the food culture in Portland for quite a while.
I have. 17 years I was here. A big part of that as an executive chef with the McCormick and Schmidt Group back in its heyday. In Beaverton here in the Southwest at their flagship restaurant, Jake's Famous Crawfish, as well as the Harborside. And then I was fortunate to be able to teach for Le Cordon Bleu and, again, starting to share my passion for a lot of that.
And your passion for food, does it take on a flavor? Are we talking about American comfort or Le Cordon Bleu with classic French cuisine? Kind of what is your favorite foods to fix for people?
I would say it's sort of the comfort food with a twist. So I do add my own little makeup to it. A lot of the stuff that we'll be serving, and I currently am serving at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, is from my mom and my family. So there are a lot of those traditional recipes that are understandable, recognizable, and just downright right delicious.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. It's a wonderful idea to be able to do this. Now, the program is still developing. The kitchen and cafes to the public, not yet quite open. And your first training groups are coming in. So what considerations do you have to think about when working with individuals who have IDD?
So a couple things. I mean, our training program is going to go for 16 weeks. So a little bit longer than I've done in the past. And again, I just want to really make sure that our students really grasp the concepts and they have time to try things multiple times to be able to work on skills so they really feel comfortable when they do go out into the industry and they're able to take on jobs and tasks or even working at home with their own family to feel comfortable being part of throwing a party for the family and things like that. I think for some of the other things, it's we completely put together a new kitchen. And so really a lot of state-of-the-art equipment is in there, things to make it user-friendly, tables at different heights, and things like that. So, I mean, I think we have all the right tools in place. We actually have a Craftsman toolbox, a big, I don't know, 5 foot tall toolbox. And in all the drawers where normally you see wrenches and screwdrivers are French knives, paring knives, whisks, ladles, scoops, and they're all labeled. So there's a language that's spoken in the kitchen that is one of its own. And so I really want the students to be able to know that. So I'm not just saying, can you go get me a knife that I want them to say, can you get me a French knife or a paring knife or a serrated knife that they know exactly what they're going for and different kinds of pots and pans and things like that?
Oh, it sounds like you're really kind of taking into consideration very much the people who you will be working with in this training program. So those that participate, I think you said 16 weeks, what types of things then do they learn and then be able to do once they've completed the program?
Yeah, so it's 16 weeks. It's broken up into four-week tiers. And then for the first three tiers, they'll be at the Clark Family Center working on skill development, job skills, life skills, things of that nature, slicing, dicing, all the different cooking procedures of roasting, baking, broiling, saute, pan fry, deep fry. So they're really able to have the skills necessary to go out into the industry to be able to cook and clean. And, you know, it's safety first. So they're going to work on getting their health card, so their food handler's card. So they need that when they work in restaurants or hotels or different places that handle food. So, you know, those are some of the things that they'll be working on.
Chef John Wirtis is joining me today. Chef John is preparing a kitchen that is going to not only serve the public, but also serve those in need. We are talking about the Germaine Kitchen and Cafe as part of Catholic Charities of Oregon. Chef John, have you had experience or in your skills with training people with special needs, and are there things that in that part of that training that have kind of surprised you that you didn't expect of working with this particular population?
I had definitely some skills at this in the past. I had been down in Arizona for about 10 years and worked in nonprofit down there, and developed workforce development training programs with people with other barriers to employment. And I think really finding patience for what I do, and understand that also not everybody is going to take to it possibly like I do. I have an extreme passion for what I do. I love what I do. And, you know, a lot of people really grab onto that. And, you know, some people just want to enjoy it. Mm. So I think understanding that everybody sort of takes it on at their own different level. And that's something that I've really, really have been working with a lot.
Oh, as Christ did, meeting people where they are and then walk together. That is exactly what it sounds like you are doing. Chef John, now you have a kitchen that is running. Of course, this all started before the pandemic. While restaurants are closing down, we're trying to open one up. And I know that that is quite complicated, and we're in hopes that this will open up soon. But it is a kitchen that's currently running. Can you kind of share with our listeners what's happening in the kitchen right now?
Absolutely. We just finished putting together a real state-of-the-art kitchen with some of the top-of-the-line equipment and tools there. Currently, we are doing about 100 to 160 meals every day that go out to our street residents in the community, as well as people that are living in transitional housing, just to help them get a really wonderful, nutritious, and delicious meal. I think one of the other things that are really cool, that's really cool about our program, is our program is 100% gluten-free. And a couple things about that. One, it's just a good way to eat. Secondly, it really helps people that have certain disabilities, people that have that are on the autism spectrum or Tourette's. It really helps them out a lot. So, again, we're working with that in different nutritional aspects to really make the diet wonderful, not only for the people that are in the training program, but to make sure that the people that are in need are really eating a good meal.
Chef John, there is more I want to talk to you about, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
I'll be here.
It is 7:22 here at Monterey Radio. Well, starting today, it's the Journey with Joseph, an 8-part development program, personal development program to get you to know St. Joseph better. But more importantly, to help you discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose in your everyday life. Presenters include Father Donald Calloway, Dr. Scott Hahn, Sister Josephine Garrett, and more. And it's not too late to sign up. The link for more information and to register can be found at the top of our website at MatreDayRadio.com.
Support for Monterey Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Francis speaks from the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows. A new kind of fool. The Lord has called me into the way of simplicity and humility, and He has indeed made this way known through me and through all who choose to believe me and follow me. So I prefer you not to talk to me about any other rule, whether St. Benedict's or St. Augustine's or St. Bernard's, nor recommend any other ideal or manner of life than that which the Lord, in His mercy, has revealed and given to me. He told me I am to be a new kind of fool in this world. A reflection from Through the Year with Francis of Assisi by Father Murray Bodo. Learn more at olpretreat.org. That's olpretreat.org.
Monterey Radio is supported by our Leadership Circle members, including Mount Calvary and Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Services. Operated by the Archdiocese of Portland, services include the recently completed Gethsemane Funeral Home, located on the grounds of Gethsemane Cemetery in Happy Valley. The new funeral home provides burial services to the Catholic community, regardless of cemetery choice. For more information, visit ccpdxor.org.
www.mattdaywritings.com.
A great way to support Mater Dei Radio is through our Leadership Circle. These are businesses and organizations whose names you hear on the air every day. They believe in our mission of providing the region with positive Catholic radio programs of faith and hope. Simply put, our Leadership Circle members keep our broadcast strong through their financial generosity. If you run a business or organization, please join us. We need you. Information on our Leadership Circle at materdeiradio.com.
The Morning Blend, brewed in the Pacific Northwest, guaranteed fresh every day on Mater Dei Radio, the station dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It is 7:25 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, coming up in your news, it's the spring meeting of the U.S. bishops. We're going to talk about what's on their agenda. And the Irish Catholic priests are at the Mass Rocks again, but for a good reason. We'll come into that in your news.
And Oregon is getting close to that 70% vaccination rate in the state. In another incentive, the Oregon Zoo is handing out passes. I'll tell you how you can get your hands on one. This is Greg and Lizzie and Surrounded by Your Love. You're listening to Aaron and Brenda on the Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Is a rhythm that we march to, not afraid of the valleys we are led through. In your love we are besieged. We go from your heart to make the world new, not ashamed of your love that always stays true. In your love we are besieged. Not afraid of the valleys we are led through. In your love we are besieged. We go from your heart to make the world new, not ashamed of your love that always stays true. In your love we are besieged.
That's Greg and Lizzie with Surrounded by Your Love. It's 7:30 at Mater Dei Radio.
And in your news, if you get vaccinated in the greater Portland area this weekend, you could be one of 1,000 people who get free passes to the Oregon Zoo. The Metro, which operates the zoo, is distributing the passes at the Oregon Convention Center as well as local vaccine clinics. The new incentive comes as All for Oregon's mass vaccination clinic at the Oregon Convention Center is set to close at the end of the week on June 19th. Walk-ins are welcome and appointments can still be made online. As of Wednesday, Oregon is about 60,600 doses shy of meeting its 70% vaccination rate goal, according to the governor's website. Once that benchmark is hit, most of the state's coronavirus restrictions will drop.
In his opening address at the 2021 spring meeting of the U.S. bishops on Wednesday, Conference President, Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles called for unity. Archbishop Gomez reminded his fellow bishops that only a church that is united can heal the brokenness and challenge that the injustices we see more clearly now in the wake of the pandemic. Unity in the church does not mean conformity of opinion or automatic agreement among bishops. The apostles argued passionately. They disagreed over pastoral strategies and methods, but never about the truth of the gospel. The spring meeting of the U.S. bishops is taking place virtually this week through Friday. The bishops will deliberate and vote on several agenda items, including approving two causes for canonization, approving a pastoral statement on marriage ministry, and authorizing statements on Native American ministry and the Eucharist in the life of the church.
Air travel is dramatically picking up across the country and at Portland International Airport. July is expected to be the busiest month with more than 50,000 travelers a day on some of the busiest days. Here is a breakdown. Now in 2019, 5.7 million people traveled through PDX just in the summer season. In 2020, of course, due to the pandemic, that number went down to 1.3 million. The forecast total for this summer is back up to 4.2 million people. That is a lot of travelers going through the airport. Airport officials say travelers should give themselves extra time, especially because there's construction in the main terminal and the concourse connector is closed. So if you go through security at the wrong place, you're going to have to exit and then get back in line to get in on the other side. You will also need to keep your mask on no matter what your vaccination status. So, you know, you have that little concourse that runs along, you know, once you get through, so you can get to either side of the terminal. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh. Yeah, so be sure you get in. You know, you have one of two choices, right or left side.
Yeah.
So make sure you get into the right one because you know those security
That's
lines can be long.
Yeah. Inspiring news out of Ireland, Catholic priests have celebrated masses for the renewal of the faith at Mass Rocks in all of Ireland's 26 dioceses. The priests offered the masses at secluded locations where their persecuted predecessors had used rocks as altars centuries earlier. Each of the masses was celebrated for the intention of the renewal of the faith in Ireland through the intercession of the Irish martyrs in a campaign organized by the Irish Office of Charity Aid to the Church in Need, or ACN. ACN Ireland previously sought to raise awareness of the Irish martyrs by republishing the 1896 book Our Martyrs by Jesuit priest Father Dennis Murphy. The book presents detailed accounts of Catholics killed for their faith in Ireland under the penal laws from 1535 to 1691. The penal laws targeted Catholics following the Protestant Revolution. Lay people faced penalties such as fines, imprisonment, while priests faced severe punishments including death if caught ministering to Catholics. Aid to the Church in Need Ireland launched the Mass Rocks initiative after this year's Easter Octave. The locations of the Mass Rocks varied widely. Some are located on Ireland's coastline, while others are in mountaintops or down in grassy fields or under trees. The Mass Rocks stretched from County Donegal in the north to County Cork in the south. Our media partners at Catholic News Agency have a great article loaded with photos taken from masses during all of these Mass Rocks, during masses at these Mass Rocks. It is definitely worth looking up. And the Feast of the Irish Martyrs is this Sunday, June 20th.
And in sports, the Portland Trail Blazer broadcast team is changing again. The Blazers on Wednesday parted ways with play-by-play broadcaster Jordan Kent. Sources told the Oregonian opening the door for the return of Kevin Calabro. Kent, who has been with the Blazers in multiple broadcast roles since 2016, was informed of the Blazers' decision during a meeting on Wednesday morning. The Blazers have been in extensive discussions with Calibro about a return to the microphone, and there is mutual interest, sources said, but the sides have not officially come to terms on a deal. Mm. So very interesting. Will there be a new voice?
Too bad. Two parishes in the Archdiocese of Vancouver, Canada, were vandalized last week. The incidences came shortly after the discovery of the remains of 215 Indigenous children in unmarked graves at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. At St. Augustine's Parish in Vancouver, British Columbia, vandals wrote, "Release the records and killers" on the front door of the church with spray paint. A parishioner at St. Augustine's told Global News in an interview that the incident was sad, saying, "We had nothing to do with what happened to these poor kids." St. Joseph's Church in Port Moody, about 10 miles east of Vancouver, B.C., was also found vandalized the morning of June 13th, where a pro-life memorial gravestone was knocked to the ground while the stone on which it was standing had been broken. And Father Mark McGurkin, of pastor of St. Joseph's, told CNA over the weekend that there had been peaceful protests at Catholic churches in the area. Now, on the weekend of May 22nd, the remains of 215 Indigenous children were found in unmarked graves at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The discovery was made with ground-penetrating radar and is unclear how the children died. St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Kamloops was vandalized following the discovery, and the chief of the Kamloops Indian Band has condemned the vandalisms at the Catholic churches, saying, "We are deeply disturbed to learn that the St. Joseph's Church was vandalized. The church was built from the ground up by Kamloops Indian Band members. We understand the many emotions connected to a Roman Catholic-run residential school, while at the same time we respect the choices that our ancestors made over 100 years ago to erect this church." So just, you know,
it's
high
just
feelings
a tough
and
situation.
Just terrible all the way around. Yeah
just really tough rough. Situation. And we do need to apologize as a church for what happened, and they have. But I think there's still a little bit more to be done, and so we'll see what happens in the coming months and maybe even up to a year as to see what the church will do in response.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the world needs the witness of the Knights of Columbus more than ever, said the new Supreme Knight, Patrick Kelly. Kelly and members of his leadership team were formally installed at a meeting of Knights leaders from around the world in New Haven, Connecticut. Later that same day at St. Mary's Church, the birthplace of the Catholic Fraternal Organization, Kelly urged members of the 2 million-strong Knights of Columbus to emulate St. Joseph in two key roles, the guardians of the family and guardians of the truth. Past Supreme Knight Carl Anderson, who retired in February, was present for Kelly's installation. Kelly served as Deputy Supreme Knight under Anderson and took office March 1st. In addition to Kelly's installation, a new Deputy Supreme Knight, Paul O'Sullivan, was installed. And in historic first for the Knights, Patrick Mason, a member of the Osage Nation, was installed as the first Native American Supreme Secretary.
Awesome.
So very interesting. So those are the types of things that will heal wounds of the church in the past, and coming together and always being focused on that truth.
Absolutely.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
Starting today is The Journey with Joseph, an 8-part personal development program to help you get to know St. Joseph, but more importantly, to help you discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose in your everyday life. Presenters include Father Donald Calloway, Dr. Scott Hahn, Sister Josephine Garrett, and more. And it's not too late to sign up. The link for more information and to register can be found at the top of our website at MaterDayRadio.com. And going on now through the end of this month is the 10th annual Squeaky Clean Hygiene Drive put on by Catholic Community Services of Lane County. This is a month-long opportunity to help homeless and low-income families and individuals by donating items that will be given to Community Service Center clients. For links to see a full list of items needed and a map of participating locations, visit our community calendar under the Get Involved menu at materdayradio.com.
So what's on the menu at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe? Stay tuned, because I'll find out from Jeff John right after your forecast.
This is Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, chaplain of the Portland Guild of the Catholic Medical Association. This community of members strive to inform, organize, and inspire each other in steadfast fidelity to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Catholic physicians and healthcare workers need this support and fellowship now more than ever. We gather on the first Saturday of every month for 7:30 Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, followed by our meeting. If you'd like to find out more information about the Catholic Medical Association and how you can become a member, visit cathmed.org.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Holy Cross priest Father Jim Gallagher in a prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Guadalupe, mystical rose, make intercession for the Holy Church. Protect the Holy Father. Help all those who invoke you in their needs. Since you are the ever-Virgin Mary and Mother of the true God, obtain for us, from your most holy Son, Jesus, the grace of keeping our faith, sweet hope in the midst of the difficulties of life, burning charity, and the precious gift of final perseverance. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Patroness of the Americas, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources, and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
This is Archbishop Alexander Sample of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, inviting you to join me for the Voice of the Shepherd. I always look forward to our time together to discuss issues that matter most to our families and to the church.
Catch the Voice of the Shepherd with Portland Archbishop Alexander Sample and me, Dina Marie, your host, each Tuesday night at 7:30, Saturday afternoon at 3:30, and Sunday morning at 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
7:41 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, get your shades on for that drive into work because the sun is shining and it's going to get warm today, up to about 83 degrees, then clear tonight and lows down in the mid-50s. Friday and Saturday looking to be almost repeats of today, sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s, and then the heat arrives. Sunday getting up to about 93 degrees, and then Monday expected to be cooking with a high dose of heat almost to the triple digits, so wow. Watch out.
Yeah, make sure you get all of those preparations done home this weekend. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's already 60 degrees at St. Henry's Catholic Church out in Gresham.
And it's 62 degrees at St. Wenceslaus Parish in Scappoose.
I am continuing now my conversation with Chef John Wordes. Chef John is joining me today because the Germain's Kitchen and Cafe is close to opening in the Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon. And he's joining me today to talk about this very special mission. Chef John, thank you so much for staying with me through the break.
You betcha.
Well, for our listeners who didn't catch our first conversation, kind of give them a feel for what we talked about in our first hour as to what the goals are of the Germain's Kitchen and Cafe.
So really, the goals are is to really help those adults experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities come into a workforce development culinary training program and really get the job skills and life skills needed to go out into the community and into our industry and find viable work, to be able to, pun intended, feed the soul.
Yeah.
And really help themselves as they help others to go with it. We'll be doing this. We're going to be looking for a ton of volunteers to help with this program. We have other culinarians and training people. We have people from the educational Portland Public Schools to help us with the program. And really, through the 16-week training program, they're going to go through all sorts of job skills and life skills, from cooking and knife skills to working well with others and how to work in an interview. And then they're going to have, for their last 4 weeks, they're going to be over at one of our other properties at Sacred Heart Villa, which is a housing for low-income seniors. And we're going to turn that into a little mini restaurant where they're going to be able to work and put their skills to practice and serve those that are there at Sacred Heart Villa.
it's a great program that are going to connect people with education, with the community, and then with future jobs. I think that and pray that it'll be wonderfully successful. Chef John, the date has not been set yet, but it could be in the next few months that it'll be able for the public to attend. For those of us who want to come, to want to support you, maybe unsure of what it might be like attending a cafe where people who are serving them are also those with IDD. What can we do as a public when we come in to show confidence or to really kind of help those people serving us to say, yeah, what you're doing is fantastic?
I think exactly that is be patient, be understanding. Come there just like you would go anywhere else with the idea that you're going to enjoy a meal. You're going to enjoy the company you're with. You know that you're supporting a great program with people that are giving it their all every single day, every moment. They are really, really trying with everything that they have to make your experience the best that they possibly can.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful opening, and we are looking forward to that. What else we might be looking forward to is knowing what might be on that menu. Now, I know it's not been set in stone, but do you have an idea, maybe a flair or a flavor that the kitchen will bring forward?
I mean, other than, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a little bit with the gluten-free piece, I mean, there'll be all sorts of different things. I think we're going to, again, follow the seasons. We work currently also with a lot of local farms and distributors and artisan cheesemakers, local vendors and things like that. So again, we'll have seasonally fresh food, different salads. We'll be making our own fresh pasta, again, gluten-free. We'll be doing a lot of our own baking. We'll do some great desserts. But again, the students are going to be making everything to order. Sandwiches will be made to order. There will be things to take to go if you want to do that. So a lot of different things. But I'd say it's going to have Northwest comfort behind it.
Oh, everything that we love here in the Portland area. Chef John Wordis is joining me today. He is with Catholic Charities of Oregon, Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe that is getting set to open soon in the Clark Family Center. Now, I know that it's one step at a time, and we're trying to put the training program together and then opening the kitchen, but there are also those big dreams. Do you see how or where this type of program can really expand and what the next steps might be for the people in the program?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, we're definitely looking for it to grow in a couple different ways. I think there's other social enterprise aspects that will be coming aboard. I think we'd love to open up and to do catering. I mean, we'll start small with, you know, some of our different departments at Catholic Charities and be able to do small little events for them or, you know, weekend retreats and things like that. But I think we'll expand into larger catering. I definitely want to do a food subscription, you know, again, gluten-free to the community at large, classes, you know, just classes for the rest of the community to be able to work with us. And, you know, I think there's a lot of different things that we are going to be looking forward to.
Oh, we are all looking forward to that, and we wish you all of the best. You said just a moment ago, a huge team of volunteers are needed. Are you asking the public who have certain skills or special talents to join you in any way in that to volunteer?
Absolutely. We are truly in need of volunteers in the kitchen to, you know, help package our food that we're doing that are going out to those that are living in transitional housing or those on the streets, to help cook, to help support our students, you know, when the training program comes to life. We really need volunteers in a lot of different ways. When we have the Sacred Heart Villa open up and we have our little restaurant there, we're going to need volunteers to help the students in the front of the house, serving the guests and taking orders, also helping them in the back of the house, you know, getting the prep done and putting the meals together for the residents there at Sacred Heart Villa. So there's a lot. We also are looking for people to help teach the soft skills, do interview skills and things of that nature as well.
So there is a wide variety of needs. So we're so excited. Well, Chef John, I really appreciate it. Now, with just a couple minutes left, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Father's Day is also the first day of summer. It's coming up this weekend. Let's say the family wants to get together, make something special for your dad. Do you have a suggestion what the whole family can get in on to make the day special?
Wow. To make me my favorite food. So I am just an incredible seafood lover. So I would say anything seafood would be wonderful. It's sort of interesting because right now, before I came here, I was actually making mac and cheese, which is truly one of sort of like one of my kryptonites. It's just hard not to eat.
All right. Well, tell us your favorite mac and cheese recipe. How's it coming together?
So it's from my mom, and it is really simple. It's a four-ingredient mac and cheese. It's made with pasta. So in this case, I'll be using gluten-free. Mom did not. But it's the pasta, it's sour cream, it's American cheese, and tomato soup. And it's all just put together, mixed, put in a pan, and you bake it.
The tomato soup in with the mac and cheese.
Correct.
Oh.
So in this case, I made the tomato soup for it. I am so excited to share it with those, you know, in the community. And it's just really exciting to do that.
Well, we look forward to that recipe on the menu at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe.
Thanks.
Chef John, thank you so much for your time today.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And again, that is Chef John Wordis. He is the executive chef at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. It is getting set to open soon at Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon. We will be sure to keep you updated on all of the happenings. And if you are looking to volunteer or want to find out more information, I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to their webpage. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.
It is 7:51 here at Mater Dei Radio. Man, I'm ready for some mac and cheese now. Thanks, Chef John. That sounds awesome.
That's unusual. I've never heard of putting the tomato soup in with the macaroni and cheese, but I mean, you think about dipping a grilled cheese into your tomato soup, so it seems like it would just kind of go right together.
Probably taste delicious. So just saying, I'm taking notes, Chef. Thank you. If you want to hear that interview again or any of our locally produced shows or interviews, just head over to our website, materdayradio.com. There, as soon as we're done with the show, Brenda's just going to start editing away and we'll put those podcasts right up for you so you can share it with your friends and, you know, maybe take some notes on that if you didn't quite remember what all is going on in the mac and cheese there. But those are our podcasts and all of our locally produced shows on our website at materdayradio.com.
Set on a hilltop in the midst of the Willamette Valley, life at Mount Angel Abbey is both unchanging and made ever new in the Spirit of Christ. Steeped in a Benedictine tradition more than 1,500 years old, the monks of Mount Angel have prayed together five times a day for more than 130 years. We welcome you to come and join us in the ancient rhythm of monastic prayer and liturgy. Come seek the things that are above. Learn more at mountangelabbey.org.
Bringing souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is Mater Dei Radio, KBBM Portland, Salem, Vancouver, KMME Cottage Grove, Eugene, Springfield, translator K235BF, Eugene, and streaming at materdeiradio.com.
This is the Saint of the Day for June 17th from the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press. Today we celebrate St. Joseph Cafasso. Joseph Cafasso was a small man with a deformed spine. He lived in 19th century Italy, a time when people with physical disabilities were looked down upon. But God blessed Joseph with a powerful voice and such preaching and teaching skills that he touched and impressed all who heard him. Following his ordination to the priesthood, Joseph was assigned to a seminary in Turin, Italy. There he worked especially against the spirit of Jansenism, an excessive preoccupation with sin and damnation. Joseph urged that the rigid practices popular in the seminary be moderated, but he also cautioned the young men there that the biggest enemy of the priesthood was worldliness. Joseph became noted for his work outside the seminary as well. He was a popular confessor and spiritual director. His philosophy as a confessor is summed up in one of his writings.
When we hear confessions, our Lord wants us to be loving, to be fatherly to all who come to us. If we repel anybody, if any soul is lost through our fault, we shall be held to account. He worked with condemned prisoners, many of whom he helped be at peace with God. He's regarded as the patron saint of prisoners and prisons. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, franciscanradio.org. From the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press, this is Saint of the Day.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Summertime is a great time to drive the open road, unless your old reliable wheels just aren't up to the task anymore. You know who could use that old car? Mater Dei Radio. You can donate most vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, RVs, and boats to Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program with the proceeds supporting a faith-filled Catholic broadcast, and in return, getting yourself a likely tax deduction. More information on our vehicle donation program at materdeiradio.com.
Grab some coffee and take the Morning Blend with you anywhere you go. Listen to the podcast at materdeiradio.com.
It is 7:55 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, the spring meeting of the U.S. bishops is taking place this week through Friday, and there's quite a lot on their agenda. We'll get into that coming up in your news.
And the popular CAM Academy in Battleground, Washington is looking for a new home. The campus has been sold, but they still have a little bit of time to hunt. I'll have that story for you, plus more coming up in news. This is John Finch and Walk by Faith. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
There are days that I still long for purpose, to see the plans that you have willed for me. Though sometimes I am walking through the valley, I'm certain you are always right beside me. Even when I can't see, I can't see, and you have come before me, before me.
My life is in
can't see, and you have gone before me, and I will walk by faith, I will walk by faith. The future is a mystery, forever will you lead me, lead me, and I will walk by faith, I will walk by faith. Even when I can't see, I can't see, and you have gone before me, and I will walk by faith, I will walk by faith. The future is a mystery, forever will you lead me, lead me, and I will walk by faith, I will walk by faith.
That's Walk by Faith and John Finch.